Check, check. What's up, everyone? Today we are back to talking about brand strategy and branding in general. And today we have an interesting one. We are talking about the traditional model of sales and why it doesn't work, and the rather new model of branding and why it does. And for this, I am just going to share some of my experiences and ask you if you've had similar ones in order to help you understand what I'm trying to say. Have you ever visited somewhere like a mall or maybe somewhere as a tourist and noticed that vendors usually always bother you? They'll approach you attempting to sell their wares at pretty much any cost, through things like bartering, discounts, promotions, etc., because they only have one objective in mind, and that's to close the sale. As a normal person, you probably find this repulsive, which is why this sales method doesn't work anymore. But why do you find it repulsive? It's because you sense that the vendor looks at you like a target instead of a person. And there are a few behaviors from the vendor that give this away. And a few of those are: they don't know your desires, meaning they don't know well enough about you as a person to determine if you even want or need their product. They have no interest in their future business, in your future business, as long as they make this one sale. And you know that because they have no fear of annoying you or making you frustrated. I can think back to one of my last experiences going to a mall. I was in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and I was walking around a mall there, and a vendor walked up to me and kept asking me to buy some lotion from him. And no matter what I did, I would say, no, not interested, I don't really need that. He just wouldn't relent, and he even went to the point where he tried to put lotion on my hands and like start rubbing it into my palms. And I was like, bro, like, what are you doing? I'm not interested. And even if I would have been a little bit interested, I for sure am a lot further from being interested than when we started. And they do all of these things because for them, it's now or never, right? They think that if they don't sell to you right now, they're gonna die and they're never gonna get another chance to sell to you again, which reeks of desperation. And I don't know about you, but most people, including myself, find desperation repulsive, and we just want to get away from it as quick as possible. Now that you know all of that, the sad thing is that many businesses and organizations are still attempting to sell themselves in this way, and it isn't working, and the heads of these businesses and organizations aren't really sure why. Well, if this is you, I have an answer. When you try to sell instead of brand, you end up as a commodity with nothing to differentiate you from your competitors. And you get stuck competing on things like price, features, and other attributes. Branding, however, takes a much different approach because it recognizes that customers are much more valuable in the long term than as one-off transactions. Companies who opt to build brands understand that customers have aspirations beyond getting the lowest cost for a particular product or service. Let's take Apple, for example. Their products are on average more expensive than their competitors, yet they hold majority market share in many product categories. So how do they pull this off? They tell a story about who their products are for. Here's a transcription from one of their most popular advertising campaigns that still influences customer behaviors today. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. Steve Jobs, 1997. You see, people don't buy Apple products because of the price or features. Because if that's all they cared about, there are less expensive options with the same features. They buy them because they see themselves as the crazy ones. There's something very important to take away from all of this. Companies may sell products, but customers join brands. They sign up with companies that see them as people and avoid companies that see them as targets. So if you want them to buy, then you have to give them a brand they actually want to join. Remember, any effort to get customers is marketing. Any effort to get customers and keep them is branding. What do you all think about this? Are you the head of a business or organization? Are you in the marketing department, or maybe you run the brand? Are you currently selling, or are you building a brand for the long term? I would love to know where you're at in your business, and I would love to know if this video helped you to look at this a little bit differently than you previously did. If you have any questions about branding, brand strategy, even design, photography, and videography, I would love to help you. So all you have to do is drop a comment below and I will answer those as quickly as possible. And also, if you want to get in touch on other platforms, I'm also on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, X, Threads. If it's a social media platform, I likely have a social media account for it. I'm even on Vero. So if you're on any of those platforms, please drop a follow on whichever platform that you prefer, and I would love to interact with you on there. Again, I hope this video helped you, and I will catch you in the next one. I really appreciate you stopping by.